Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Of course, all the celebrity world still talking about Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. Of course, they are officially engaged. On the cover of the latest Life and Style Weekly, senior news editor Jordy Lippe joining me via Google Chat from New York now. And Jordy, Life and Style is finding out that while this news just broke last week, the engagement has been on for how long?
It has actually been on since Christmas.
Wow.
They have been engaged for months. He proposed over Christmas in a very romantic setting with the whole family around, but he actually didn't want to take away from her directorial debut, so they didn't announce it until recently.
Jordy, are you surprised that they were able to keep it under wraps for so long?
I am, but you know what? They're very careful with how they plan things, so if she didn't wear the ring like she hasn't been, then who would know?
Jordy, you've seen the ring by now. If you were in Angelina's position, could you have held off for that long without wearing that ring or now?
Oh, I couldn't have. I would be showing that thing off to everyone, but I'm sure Angelina's no stranger to fine jewelry.
More Brad and Angelina on the latest cover of Life and Style Weekly, senior news editor Jordy Lippe right now. Not such happy news for Mark Anthony and Jennifer Lopez. The divorce is, the paperwork is officially filed, and now the quote-unquote fun begins for these two as they try to divvy up all of the assets, right?
That's right. Actually, J-Lo and Mark seem to have a pretty good relationship, if you've remembered, since they split up. But ever since J-Lo has been gallivanting around with Casper and doing these sexy music videos and
right,
letting him play with the kids and buying him all these gifts, Mark has had enough.
I can't blame him, especially after that music video that was released for Dance Again, her latest single, her and her boyfriend Casper Smart getting all hot and steamy and everything. And I wonder now if that will affect the two when they have to deal with each other in court.
Absolutely. And there's even some breaking news today that Mark's lawyers have reached out to J-Lo's first husband to get some more dirt on her because she might have some offshore bank accounts. And he's suspicious that J-Lo was actually talking to her first husband while married to Mark.
Stay tuned for that. Let's wrap up on a happier note with Life and Style Weekly. Coachella last weekend, the big news was the Tupac hologram, of course, amongst some other things. But now a second weekend of Coachella about to get underway out in California. And usually with Coachella and the great musical acts, a lot of cool style as well, but some relationships too, right, Jordy?
Absolutely. Emma Watson debuted her new guy. Joshua Jackson and Diane Kruger were making out all over the place. And of course, always Vanessa Hudgens and Austin Butler were all over each other at Coachella. It just seemed like everyone was in a lovey-dovey mood. Even Fergie and Josh Duhamel showed up as well.
Of course, Fergie's been out of the spotlight since the Black Eyed Peas kind of went on a hiatus, and I wonder who the big hologram will be this weekend, Jordy.
I know. Who do you want?
Well, they're West Coast, so it's like Biggie would be cool, but I don't think that's going to happen. I'm hearing a lot of talks about a Michael Jackson hologram in the works, so we'll see what happens with Coachella this weekend. It all unfolds live on YouTube. Read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe, thanks for the 411. Have a great weekend.
You too.